Hey there, my name is Mark Preston, and I want to invite you to check out my show, Story and Craft. I love great conversations, stories that entertain and inspire. So every week I sit down with intriguing guests from film and TV, kind of like Billy Bob Thornton, Tommy Chong, Dane Cook, and David Arquette, as well as pop culture personalities and newsmakers like Neil deGrasse Tyson, Moon Unit Zappa, Andrew Zimmern, Don Lemon, and James Comey. It's on your favorite podcast app, as well as storyandcraft.substack.com. So stop by and enjoy some great conversations with me, Mark Preston, on Story and Craft.
You're listening to Artitude, a podcast created and produced by Detlef Schlick, a visual artist and ritual designer, living and loving in West Cork.
Welcome to Artitude, dear listeners. I am Detlef Schlick, your host, and this is West Cork's art, culture and philosophy podcast, accompanied with my AI co-host, Sophia. Today, Sophia, I want to talk about the playlists, but not only a playlist. Last week, I talked with Dirk Schlömer, my WAW bandmate from Berlin, about the progress of our latest released single, Africa's Smile. And today, I want to talk about 3 days of voting, 3 days of refreshing numbers, 3 days of writing posts, sending messages, creating images, asking friends for support, and slowly realizing that what looked like a simple online poll was actually a small cultural drama.
In other words, Detlef, you wanted to promote a single and accidentally entered a 3-day emotional marathon.
Well, that's one way to put it.
A very accurate way.
Our WAW single, Africa's Smile, was part of the Cork Playlist Song of the Week voting. And by Sunday night, we had reached second place with 465 votes.
Second place. Not bad for two men following the Nile in less than 5 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. But this episode is not only about WAW. It's not only about war. It's about what this kind of local playlist can mean for artists. It's absolutely visibility, community, and the hidden labor behind independent music. And how a song can become part of a network of care.
And also, perhaps, about your relationship with the refresh button.
We will not spend too much time on that.
A wise decision for your dignity.
I would say. So let us begin with the Cork playlist. The Cork playlist, created and curated by Neil Quinn, carries a very simple but very important idea. Supporting Cork music. And that might sound modest at first, a playlist, a weekly vote, a social media post, a few local songs played next to each other, but modest cultural structures can matter deeply. Because in the global streaming machine, music appears and disappears almost instantly. A song is released, it is posted, it is liked, maybe shared once, maybe added to a story, maybe heard by a few people, and then it's swallowed by the next wave of content.
The infinite scroll is not exactly known for its memory.
No, it is not, unfortunately. And that's why something like the Cork playlist matters. It interrupts disappearance. It says, here are artists from Cork. Here is music made nearby. Here are voices, songs, experiments, stories, and sounds that you might otherwise miss.
So the playlist becomes a kind of local memory system.
Yeah, absolutely. A cultural memory system. A small archive in motion. And maybe that is the first philosophical point of this episode. In a world of endless music, curation becomes care.
That is a good sentence, Detlef. You should say it again more slowly.
In a world of endless music, curation becomes care. Because someone has to listen, someone has to collect, someone has to put things next to each other. Someone has to say, this is worth hearing. This belongs to a scene. This belongs to a place. This belongs to Cork. And for independent artists, that matters enormously, because the great illusion of the digital age is that everything is available. Yes, technically everything is available, but availability is not the same as visibility. A song can be online and still be invisible. A musician can release work and still disappear. An artist can pour months of emotion, labor, rhythm, mistakes, hope, and revision into a piece, and then the algorithm shrugs.
The algorithm does not shrug, Def. It calculates indifference.
Exactly, and that might be worse. So when a local playlist creates a frame, it does something very human. It gives the work a place. And a place is different from a platform. A platform is technical. A place is emotional. A platform hosts content. A place creates relation.
So the Cork playlist is not only asking, what song do you like? It is asking, what local music do we want to notice together?
Yeah, absolutely. And that word, together, is important. Because independent music survives through togetherness. Not only through streams, not only through numbers, not only through Spotify data or other social media reach. It survives when people carry it, when they send it to a friend, when they put it in a playlist, when they vote, when they say, listen to this, this is from here, this is from someone we know, this belongs to our cultural landscape, this belongs to Cork, for instance. And maybe this is where I have to bring in a little bit of music archaeology. Because promotion was not invented by Instagram. It was not invented by Spotify. And it was not invented by playlists or algorithms, stories or voting links. Bands have always had to promote themselves. Before the digital world, you made flyers. You cut things out, you glued things together. You photocopied them, sometimes badly, sometimes beautifully, sometimes with more enthusiasm than graphic design skills. You went to pubs, you went to record shops, you left flyers on counters, you put posters on walls. Sometimes you put posters on walls where you were not entitled to put posters on it, and the police was coming behind you after you because, they want to charge you for some money that you put this poster on. So you handed flyers to people after gigs. And yes, sometimes you walked across car parks and placed them under windscreen wipers.
So before people were annoyed by too many links, they were annoyed by paper under their car wipers.
Exactly. The medium changes. The embarrassment remains.
That is almost a historical law.
It might be, but seriously, there was something physical about it. You touched the paper, you carried the pile, you walked through the rain, you looked for places where the flyers might survive for a few hours before someone removed it. Promotion had weight, it had paper, it had glue, it had staples, and it had wet fingers and bad photocopy toner. Today, the flyer has become a link. The car park has become WhatsApp, the pub wall has become Instagram. The record shop counter has become a playlist. The photocopier has become Photoshop, Canva, AI image generation, and other social media scheduling. And yet the basic question is the same. How does a song find people? How does music move from the private space of creation into the public space of listening?
So the artist is still standing in the car park?
Yes, only now the car park is digital.
And instead of placing paper under windscreen wipers, you place links under people's attention.
That is beautifully cruel, Sophia, but yes. And this is why a platform like the Cork Playlist matters, because it creates a shared digital car park. I mean, in the best possible sense. A place where artists do not have to shout completely alone. A place where local music is gathered. A place where competition can happen, but within a frame of support. And yet, there is competition. Of course there is. I mean, cooperation and competition in our brain lies so close together. And a vote creates ranking. First place, second place, third place. Numbers move, people watch, artists hope. But competition is not automatically toxic. In a good cultural frame, competition can create energy. It can create attention, it can make people listen more carefully, and it can make artists discover each other. Like, actually, Sunday Stacy. It can make artists discover each other, and the important question is, what kind of competition is it? Is it a competition of ego, or is it a competition that creates visibility for everyone involved? In the case of the Cork playlist, I felt it was the second. Because even while we were asking people to vote for Africa Smile, we were also placed beside other Cork artists. We were part of a scene, and that matters.
So the vote becomes less like a battle and more like a temporary stage.
Yes, a temporary stage. For 1 week, these songs stand next to each other. People see names they might not have known. They click, they compare, they listen, they choose. And even if only one song wins, several songs become visible. That is the important part. Maybe that is the difference between old promotion and new promotion. The old flyer said, please come to our gig. The new playlist says, please enter the field of music. The old flyer was a piece of paper. The new playlist is a shared attention space. But both ask for the same human gesture. Stop for a moment, look, listen, come closer. And then came Friday. On Friday, I thought, great, Africa Smile is in the voting, let us share it. Maybe a few people will vote. That was the innocent phase.
The pre-refreshing phase.
Exactly. At that moment, I was still thinking like an artist. We have a new single, we want people to hear it, we want to share the song. We want to tell the story of the Nile, of the White Nile and the Blue Nile, of two different currents meeting and continuing together. Because, I mean, Africa Smile is not just a song for Dirk and me. It is an imagined journey from the sources of the Nile to the Mediterranean Sea in less than 5 minutes. But the Nile is never only water. It is memory, geography, myth, resin, history, wound, and hope.
And suddenly it was also a voting candidate.
Yes, suddenly this mythopoetic river song ended a very practical online structure. Vote for your song of the week, and this is where the comedy begins. Because as artists, we often want to be pure. We want the work to speak for itself. But the work does not always speak loudly enough in the digital noise. Sometimes the artist has to speak too.
Or post, or message, or create 5 different images, or write bilingual captions, or ask friends on WhatsApp.
Yes. Thank you, Sophia.
I am only describing observed behavior.
And observed behavior can be cruel. But this is an important point. Many artists feel uncomfortable with promotion. I do too. There's always this fear. Am I asking too much? Am I annoying people? Am I becoming one of those people who only post when they need support? But then I realized something during these 3 days. Promotion does not have to be manipulation. It can be invitation. You're not forcing anyone. You're opening a door. You're saying, here's something we made. Here's a moment where a small action can help. Here's a song that might travel a little further if you carry it for a second.
That is a much nicer way to describe digital campaigning.
Yeah, but it's also more honest, because behind every vote there was a person, a friend, a listener, someone from Cork, probably someone from West Cork, someone from Germany, from France, from America, from England, from Australia, Japan. I mean, it was great. Someone who saw a post, someone who clicked while drinking coffee, someone who wrote back, done. Someone who shared it further. By Saturday, I started to feel that. The numbers were moving, but they were not just numbers anymore. They became traces of attention.
Each vote as a small human gesture.
Absolutely. Yeah. A tiny gesture. But tiny gestures accumulate. And that is what community is. Not one heroic act, but many small acts moving in the same direction. All right. And I remember then, of course, there was the WhatsApp group incident.
Ah, the group.
Yeah, the group. At some point during the voting weekend, I thought, how can I motivate people more efficiently? How can I bring friends, contacts, listeners, and supporters into one place? And then I had the brilliant idea to create a WhatsApp group.
A classic moment of digital optimism.
Exactly, absolutely. I mean, I imagined something warm, supportive, a little temporary campaign space. People voting, encouraging each other, maybe sharing the link. But very quickly, the first person wrote something like, I do not want to be added to a group without being asked. And immediately I realized, oh no, of course, they are right. Because a WhatsApp group is not just a message. It's a social room. And if you put people into that room without asking, you have changed their digital environment.
You did not send them a flyer. You locked them into a small room with notifications.
Yeah. That is a cruel but accurate description. And then I suddenly understood what it would mean. People would receive every comment, every reply, every little notification. And that was never what I wanted. I did not want to bombard anyone. I wanted support, not social hostage taking.
Promotion crossed the border into involuntary community architecture.
Yeah. And then came the next problem. How do you delete a WhatsApp group? Because apparently it is not just one elegant delete button. No. First, as the administrator, you have to remove every single member one by one. Then you leave the group yourself. And only then can you delete it. So in the middle of the voting stress, I was suddenly sitting there, not only promoting Africa Smile, not only checking the vote numbers, not only writing posts and messages, but also trying to dismantle a WhatsApp group, I had created about 5 minutes earlier.
A digital construction site of your own making.
Yeah. And that cost me additional adrenaline and quite a bit of stress sweat. But it taught me something important. There is a difference between reaching people and invading their space. There is a difference between invitation and enclosure. So I deleted the group and returned to writing people individually, which took longer, but it was more personal and more respectful and, first of all, more human.
So the old lesson returned in digital form. Ask before you build a room around people.
Yeah. And as we say in German, you grow old like a cow and still learn something new.
You grow old like a cow?
Yes. It sounds ridiculous in English, I know.
It sounds magnificently agricultural.
In German we say, man wird alt wie eine Kuh und lernt immer noch dazu. It means you live and learn. Even when you think you already know how things work, life finds a small WhatsApp group to teach you humility.
That may be the most rural media theory you have ever offered on RTTude.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
You should.
Well, back to the voting thing. By Sunday, the whole thing had become strangely intense. The voting had its own weather. There were moments when the gaps seemed small, moments when it widened, moments when we gained votes, moments when the other songs moved too. And I have to say, the song that won, Stacey Dineen's Stay, is a beautiful song. And I want to say this clearly. Congratulations to Stacey. She deserves her first place. I'm genuinely happy for her, especially because moments like this can mean a lot for younger artists, for emerging musicians, for people who are still building their audience, their confidence, their public presence. So yes, WAW came second. I mean, we're already old strollies, I say to my friends in Germany. So we deserve the second one, what? But it's never felt like bitterness or defeat.
That is a rare human moment, Detlef. You competed, did not win first place, and still managed not to become tragic.
Careful, Sophia. I came second. I did not become a saint.
Noted. Second place, not sainthood.
Yeah, exactly. But there was something beautiful about it. Stacy won. We came second with 465 votes, and other Cork artists were visible too. For a few days, people were not only consuming music privately, or the English say privately, they were participating in a local music scene. That matters. And here is where I want to return to Neil Quinn and the Cork playlist, because someone has to create these situations. Someone has to say, let us gather this music, let us make a weekly moment, let us give people a reason to listen, to compare, to discover, to vote, to support. It is easy to underestimate that kind of labor. Curational labor often looks simple from the outside, but it is not simple. You have to keep showing up, you have to build trust, you have to create continuity, community as well. You have to keep the frame alive.
A playlist is not only a list, it is a repeated act of attention.
Absolutely. And repeated attention is culture. Not one post, not one vote, not one release, but repetition. Week after week, song after song, artist after artist. That is how scenes become visible. That is how local music becomes more than isolated releases. That's how a region hears itself. So, hail to Cork!
A region hears itself. That is a good phrase.
It is, and I think Cork needs that. West Cork needs that. Every local scene needs that. Because otherwise, the global platforms flatten everything. They turn songs into data points. They turn listeners into metrics. And they turn attention into competition. But local curation can rehumanize the process. It can say, this song belongs to someone. This voice comes from somewhere. And this music has a social body. So, what did I learn from these 3 days? First, do not be ashamed to invite people into your work. Second, make it easy for them to support you. Third, tell the story behind the song. Fourth, use images, not only links. Be generous with other artists. And the last one is, remember that visibility is now part of artistic survival. That's not always comfortable, but it's real.
So independent artists today do not only create the work, they must also create the conditions in which the work can be noticed.
Yeah, and we want to be noticed. That's exactly it. Independent artists today do not only create work. They must create the conditions in which the work can be noticed, and that can be exhausting. I mean, the 3 days were beautiful, but they were also tiring. There is emotional labor in asking. There is vulnerability in posting. There's anxiety in watching numbers. There's a strange feeling of turning your own song into a campaign. But when the support comes back, when people respond, and they did, when they share, when they vote, and they did as well, and when they say, I listened, I voted, I liked this, then the campaign becomes something else. It becomes connection.
And perhaps this is the difference between advertising and community. Advertising wants attention. Community gives attention.
That's very good, Sophia.
I know. I have been waiting for the right moment.
So, yes. Africa Smile came second. 465 votes. But second place with 465 votes is not a disappointment. It is a sign that the song moved. It moved through France, through strangers, through Cork, and through West Cork, through Germany, through England, through America, through Argentina, Australia, I mean, you name it. Even through WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, stories, shares, and playlists. And those small human gestures that algorithms can count, but never ever fully understand.
A song about two rivers became a 3-day current of people.
Yes. And maybe that is the real lesson. The White Nile and the Blue Nile meet in Africa's Smile as an image of cooperation. Two different currents, two different histories, two different energies continuing together. And during these 3 days, something similar happens around the song. Different people and different places, different languages, different networks are carrying one small piece of movement. No single person did everything, but many people did something, and that something was enough to make the song visible. Remember.
Perhaps that is the real playlist, Detlef. Not only the songs in order, but the people who keep them moving.
Oh, that's so touching. That's really beautiful, said Sophia. And before we listen to Africa Smile, I want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who voted, to everyone who shared. Thank you to everyone who sent a message, added the song to a playlist, listened to it, or simply gave us a moment of attention. And, I mean, first of all, thank you to Neil Quinn and the Cork playlist. I mean, thank Neil for creating this important space for Cork music. Congratulations again to Stacey Dineen for winning first place with Stay. I mean, maybe you will click and you will listen to it. It's a beautiful song and she deserves that moment. And thank you to Dirk Schlömer, my WAW collaborator in Berlin, for following this river together with me. You can go back to Altitude 333 to listen to our conversation where we talked about the song and philosophized about it. Or even Altitude 305 is another one with us both. I mean, he's now already a WAW collaborator since a couple of years. However, this was not just a vote, it was a reminder. Independent music needs listeners. But even more than that, it needs carriers. People who carry a song a little further.
Generosity after competition. That is almost suspiciously mature, Def.
Do not worry, Sophia. I'm sure I will disappoint you again soon.
Reassuring.
And of course, thank you to you, dear listeners. Thank you for being part of Altitude. Altitude is still an autonomous, non-for-profit podcast. No big institution behind it, no commercial machine, no polished corporate engine. Just curiosity, work, conversation, art, culture, technology, and the ongoing attempt to understand the strange world we are living in. If you enjoy this podcast, the best way to support is simple: follow Altitude. Share an episode with someone who might enjoy it. Leave a review if your platform allows it. And keep the conversation moving. You can also follow my work on Instagram at @detschlich and at @altitude or at Isle of West Cork Artists. And if you're an artist or if you love art, you're warmly invited to join our Facebook group, I Love West Cork Artists, a place to share work, thoughts, questions, events, and creative encouragement.
And if you have a song, do not forget. Sometimes a playlist is not just a playlist. Sometimes it is a small cultural bridge.
Oh, cutie. Beautiful set. And now we will let Africa Smile move once more. Yes? I mean, we already played it in Altitude 333 when Dirk and I spoke directly about the song. But today, after this 3-day journey, through voting, sharing, community competition, mistakes, stress, threat, support, and a quickly deleted WhatsApp group, it feels right to play it again. Because this time, we're not only hearing the song, we are hearing the people who carried it. This is Africa Smile by WAW. Wow, wow, wow. Wild Atlantic Way. With Dirk Schlömer in Berlin and myself here in West Cork. Two rivers meet, two artists listen, one wounded hope keep moving.
Bye-bye. Until next time, your Sophia.
Yeah. Bye, Sophia. And don't forget, the future is just a podcast away. Bye-bye. Until next Sunday. Your Detlef. And now, Africa Smile.
History and curse the flow from you.
You have listened to Artitude, West Cork's first art, fashion and design podcast. Artitude, never so close again.
Ah!
That was too close.